People in Lebanon are angry. Why? Well, piles of uncollected rubbish have been left to rot on the streets of Beirut and elsewhere since Lebanon's largest landfill shut down last month. And daily protests have been taking place.
As far as I can see, people are getting angrier and angrier. What we are trying to do is to basically tell the government that we are willing to do our best to keep things under control, and you have to work with us in order to avoid very terrible scenarios, which we don't want to happen. We do not want violence. We do not want any of these things whatsoever.
Well, after more than 5 hours of talks, the cabinet decided to reject a list of tenders for waste management contracts, saying they were too expensive and referring the problem to a ministerial committee. Can it be resolved?
A lot of people are using this protest to express their general frustration. Really, there is no government in Lebanon. The country has been facing a political vacuum for a number of years. Parliamentary elections have been indefinitely postponed, and therefore there has only been a caretaker cabinet. There have been political divisions within the cabinet between the two key political blocs in Lebanon, which means that most cabinet meetings do not have a quorum. And in addition, Lebanon has not had a president for more than a year. Unfortunately, even this populist movement is very fragmented. So all this is obviously having a very visible impact.
Now, after a second day of heavy losses on the Shanghai Stock Exchange, China's central bank cut interest rate to halt the dramatic slide in share prices. The collapse of the Shanghai Stock Exchange is now close to being the worst in its history. Our correspondent in New York, Michelle Fleury, gave me this update.
It was another day of wild swings on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but by the end of the trading day, it actually finished down 200 points. So you're looking at swings of nearly 400 points over the day, the biggest reversal people have seen since the financial crisis. All in all, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down over 1%.
Does anyone understand that, why the markets are down in China, up in Europe, down just a little bit in America at the end of trading?
Well, I think people have been caught by surprise here in the United States for a couple of reasons. There had been a lot of hope that China's policymakers would take some kind of action that might help prop up the stock market.